The U.S. hog industry has learned a great deal about porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, or PEDV, since it was first discovered here in the spring of 2013. Dr. Roger Main, Director of Operations for the Iowa State University Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory, says there has been a definite improvement in the number of animals found infected with the disease this year.
The mega trend is, as things started to warm up this spring, is that there's been a significant recovery as far as much less new herds becoming infected and previously infected herds recovering at a rapid rate.
The question now is, what will happen when the weather gets cold again?
Well, it's definitely going to be a different dynamic this fall because of the overall immunity that exists in the overall U.S. Swine population. And also, we've learned an awful lot over the past year. But unquestionably, there is a lot of significant apprehension about the coming impact of cold weather and what it will mean and what sort of re-breaks and things that we see.
Maine says PEDV remains the primary concern for the industry, with animal losses from the disease estimated to be around 8 million so far. But they continue to monitor the porcine Delta coronavirus.
It's a very unrelated coronavirus that doesn't appear to be near as pathogenic based on clinical reports coming from veterinarians and not nearly as widespread, but it is most certainly new to the U.S. Swine population. And then based on some retrospective testing that we completed would suggest that the first detected case of that Delta coronavirus is back in August of 2013.
According to Maine, the initiatives announced by USDA in June are helping to support diagnostic testing for the diseases.
So essentially the USDA is supporting the costs of all the PDV and porcine Delta coronavirus PCR testing that's coming from farms. So it's an effort to help support producers get better information about the health status of their farms and helping support that. And then, of course, that information is being then in turn reported to the USDA as well.
Maine calls the impact of PED on the hog industry a humbling experience.
It's been a very much a learning experience, and I think it's going to take all of us working together from the industry into the allied industries and the diagnostic labs and the USDA, say, overall infrastructure. It's really going to take, I think, kind of all of us working together to try to find a sustainable solution to work through it, because it's been a very significant challenge that we faced over the last 15 months.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I am Cindy Zimmerman.